November 19th, 1983, speaking with Chief Andrew Isaac at his home at Dot Lake, and this is a continuation of interviewing today, and we're just talking about different ways of starting fires.
Sorry. We work across the country. We always take care, matches, that important thing. Even the wood in matches time, my grandfathers, they never go without them. They always got enough. And all through that back, the little back, what he got, a lot of butch bark in it. Sometimes they tore them off thin, and they make big butch in there. And they put that, they build a power stick. As soon they get burned up, ashes. I know that ashes. I think I got someone in the house. I guess the boys probably put it to it. One important ashes, out in woods. I always pick them out with the axe, and we peel all rust up. Sometimes big one. That one. You leave dry. Try to build a forward. Put the sharp point in there. Move the bow. Just right away, smoke stick out. You still do that. And take it out and blow. They're beginning to blow, but this week we take knife blade, we cut them off and dump on a butch. All them top, we piled up and blow. We build apart. Grandfathers, don't take very long for you to build a fire.
So that part that you're building the fire on?
We got the butch back, yeah.
Those punks, huh?
Yeah.
What's that Indian name for that?
They put stick in it, and you got to have a little bowl. And the Eskimo people, they put some kind of stuff here, and they put in the middle of that, they got hole.
Oh, and under their mouth.
Yeah. And they hole and they pull down. They use for drill.
Indian's that's different though, huh? Indian
yeah.
Doesn't do this.
No. They use a drill. They use it for everything.
What's the name of that thing that they make that fire in? That they get off the birch tree? Those punks.
Ashes. Ashes.
That's an Indian name?
Oh. Chintay. Chintay. That's a regular name. The cheese, not that one. Name ashes. Not the one they burn up. They burn up, make ashes, chew, snooze, Indian snooze. You take one mouthful, you go crazy. That's the only drunk I know.
People used to use that a lot.
Tobacco?
No, that ashes? Your Indian snooze, yeah.
Yeah. I just cut a bit.
You like it?
What's make me crazy? Leave tobacco alone. That's make you dizzy. Put a lid on and go sleep. So I used a lot of tobacco ever since I was 8 years old. Started using tobacco. Strict chew, star tobacco. And we chewed up and we bring them ashes, burn it, and take his ashes and make it ourselves. And we put alongside the fire and roast. And every once in a while we want to chew, we take a little piece off. We use. I used to smoke, pipe, cigar. Damn it, I think I'm doing the business. My daddy tell me, smoke too much. That make you bad luck. Don't get no game. I smoke and you smell in your hand. Every pole runs near you, you touch it. That animal, they smell the smoke on your hand. That's why you bad luck, you quit. 1932, I quit. 2-pack cigarette, 3 in the stove, star tobacco. Forget the butt. Never touched them no more.
You had better luck after that?
Yeah. Got me 42 link. Right in this area. 66. Next year, 52. When I trap and I trap. One tie I bring, 12 length, 3 wool, 1 wool rain, 1 coyote. Whole lot out there, I put it. 76. A boy ran out. Oh, daddy, gee, that much you kill? Yeah. Get in the house. They untie all fur. Totally, tree wool. 1 wolverine, 1 coyote. Just pile up. Fur by, they coming. Wow! I buy all like that. I skin myself. If you give me fair price. Yeah? Take them out and throw in another truck. I bring in here, go up there, go on a ditch, rabbi, pick up. $2,200 bill. I didn't work for the fur. Get me a $2,200 bill here. Oh, my big boy jumped. Dada, what you gonna do with this money? I'm gonna go down to Fur Bank and buy me a new car. Are you sure? Yes. Tomorrow morning, I'm gonna go down and drive back new car. Wow, I go with Daddy's. Mom would say, want to go? It's morning early, we went in Trivi. Buy Chevrolet pickup. Bacon. We buy one car yesterday. Yes. They pay us back $7,000. $436, I guess. We traded in Macalo. We traded it in. And we give it back and we got this car. And the first time he got the, they met some girls down there, get stuck on her, on him. They called in telephone. You want him to come down. Well, he's a good boy. I just don't want to spoil his way, but I want my boy married, live together all forever, like Indian. Don't leave, don't quit, don't argue, don't touch drink. My boy is getting put it up. They want to follow other people, other young people.
Well, how did you marry? What was that like when you got married?
Well, to we know each other a long time. Like what I tell you. I go with her, go along with her, never touch, take care of them. And later on, her mother, daddy, mother, they come together. But we live it together long time. Friend, might as well let it go. So John Hartigwitz, they married us. That's how finally I married.
So you went to live with her family?
Oh yeah.
Where was that?
Right down Lake Mansfield.
What did you do for them?
Huh?
When you were living with her family, with her folks, what kind of stuff did you do for them?
Well, the time they want, we go together. We go together. Daddy tell me, guess you gotta go. And the parents, one of them, tell to go. And he coming in our home. He laughed. You think you're gonna stay with me? What? We're gonna stay together now. My dad and mom tell me, oh gee, I don't feel yet to do that. This morning my dad told me that too, but I don't feel like to do that yet. I want to be single and go trapping. You can trapping. Okay. We left, his family left Mansfield, coming down to this area. Take up my dog, load up my food, dog feed, my bed, my outfit, started coming down. Get down to Paul's cabin, but now 12, 15 miles from here, across the river. Used to be like a village, Paul's cabin. We stopped there. Next day, old commission. John Heidegger, they come. So give me a wallet, tell me to get a marriage us. And then that time we married in Paul's cabin, 32. Ever since then, we stayed together. When did you marry? Within about 40 years. I used to work, never stay home. Just get off, go trap line. That's what I get used to. So that is my favorite life. Out in the woods. But I ain't seen nobody, no noise, no nothing. No dirty story, no nothing. Live happy. Skidderport, that's the place I stay a long time. Not much fur, but I stay in that area quite a bit. Morning time, you want breakfast for ptarmigan. You take 22, you go out through your tent, shoot the bird out there, knock them down. Lot of ptarmigan. I know where we can kill hundred. That's the way we go. Just sit down, big tree, lime all over, ptarmigan just full from the top, way top. You go under there, sit down there. You just knock him down. He never fly away, he stay. You got enough, get up, go. Sit on the tree yet. So today, I don't know. I moved on to Dart Lake, I stay. Every place I move, I stay. First I stay in Kitchenstock, next time I moved down to Lake Mansfield. I stay there now, Dartley. Peter Charles, he tell me, we might as well grab land before someone else get homestead. Lucky we done. A real mess, Peter Charles. Real good man, kindly, friendly, no nothing in it. he raised Mahaimi. I'm oldest boy. Julius Paul at Lake Mansfield. I was around 12 years old, I guess he was born. They got more gray hair than I got. How? Us Indian, we break in. Our boys, when they get old, they don't look young, or they don't look old. We trim in that while they were small. I'm the one person. My dad and mother's leading, doing a lot of work on them. My body, face, a lot of people don't blame my age, but that's white man he write down. He sent in to the Washington. That's how I got it. A lot of people thought in other white men forced me to be retirement, and still I'm young. Well, no way I can't do it. First World War, I get to point out, you go to war, not a week, you go. Yeah, I'm ready. No training, no nothing, I would shoot the man. So BIA, 5 years to try to find where I was born. Me too, I don't know. Jim Thompson down in Franklin, down towards below the chicken. One white man religion. The first time I see man get here but this long.
Now here down like to his elbow.
Yeah. Jim Thompson. Big man. He real good friend. My daddy. His religion. My daddy get down there with the meat. My daddy tell him I get mine. First boy. He say, how many days ago there was a born? Today, 10. The 16 in April, 98. Jim Thompson, he put my name in it, my dad's name. The day I was born, they put it in the year I was born. They sent out the washing. 1916, I'm pretty sure I was 18. We all young boys. This trio of my cousin, they're ready to go. And I get one more cousin there. There's two get killed, one life. Jimmy Bob, he put his clothes on, put his hat. Next day, he's going to go. And that's the same day, he's going to go in. BIA, probably State, Wilfer. Isaac, you look so young, and we can't find your report. If you guys, you don't want to give me, why don't you shut up? Don't bother me. I don't need you guys help. Leave me alone. 5 years now. No. Your paper all filled out, lined up. But we want to find you, what year you was born. Who know you? White man. Named Jim Thompson. He know me. He died too. That's why he gets stuck. I'm not going to please you guys. No. This is your business. I don't bother you guys. 1916 war. What age kid you guys pick him up? I even hear 14 years old boys have to go in army. They shoot the people. And that time commission come through to Kitchenstock, they point me, I gotta go to war. I tell yes. He signed my name and I signed my name. Best place you guys you find him in the service. I don't think they treated me that prefer. No, I don't think so. Okay. We'll go down to see. Get down to Washington, they got my birth certificate. 1898. 16 April. I was born. Us native, on the way we know. The well, how worlds, how they look, fall, spring, summer, middle summer, September, back down to the, coming to here now today. We all know that. That's how my mother's knew I was born in April. Us Indian, we call that moon Khlusa. That means springtime. Freezing early time. At time I was born. Mom, he know I was born in April. and Jim Thompson. They kind it back 10 days. Come to April 16th.
So that World War One. What was going on, World War One?
World War One, Anglo-Sam get beat, gonna get beat, they tell us. Anglo-Sam gonna get beat. Others, probably German, Russian, I guess. So they want all going people, even boys 14 years old, long as they carry a gun, they want that people. Clean up one day, chicken creek, gold mining, them steam barley, all them dredge people threw gold in, work on it, left it, and go down the river, they build big boat, they hit down the river, go to war. The first time I hear the people wife get song. They all go down there. Some boys, their mothers go with them. All boys. Tell me, take it. God be with you. Tell with me, again. I hear first time, and all bunch of white people walk, dressed with uniform. Everybody working for the gold mining. All them steam. Just the way they run, they walk out, they sit at the. Right now, all they haul it away everywhere. They haul it over the hills. I see a lot of things, chicken. The time they left, right next, watch go, we go. So I tell BIA and welfare people, at all, you guys better check up in the army. Office. I should have my name in it. I know I signed my name. I'm ready to go. So you guys better go there and find out. And all that one there. But it's going to be I and other people, three guys, that came back. We got your birth certificate. 98. You was born in 98. April 16th. I didn't prove that. I get one day more to go in the army. We just wait. down chicken. Silas Salmon, Jimmy Bob. Jimmy Bob, he got his clothes on. Us Indian, our parents, our little people tell us enemy story. How did we get how did we get treat ourselves if enemy come? How we that we're gonna move? How much clothing that we're gonna wear we move? All is that. Well, John Heidegger's old man, sweet. He's a big man in this area. We go in the hunting party, you take a stick, you threw over the tent. Tent got hurt. Dum. Yep. I'm up. Little John, he said, no place. Andrew sleep. I hit the tent. It's always up. All them stuff. Us Indian, we trimming our kit. Go out and with alone, go to sleep. Don't feel too much sleep. Part of sleep. I don't know how to do, a lot of boys tell me. They go sleep, lay down like a log. I get my gun under my bed. Where I can grab it. Shell in the chimney. I know he's here. Something walk. Some porcupine. Fox. They break us in to be that kind of person.
So which way would those enemies come from?
Huh?
Which way did that enemy come from that they train you up for?
I misunderstand you.
When you're a young boy and they train you up for fighting.
Oh.
Which way did that enemy come from?
Go down to man coming out from Ekiel. They got big boat down there. And they take people by boat, master kitchen, chicken creek, rough river. Go down there, go down to Futamal. Get down to Yukon. Go down into Ekiel town. That's the where all army join together. And half are native people in cousin of mine from Ekiel, from Dawson, they was down there with them. And they go, they're not even trimming, just go to war, and a week later, Uncle Sam, they win the war. All them few old people living down chicken, they put the wood in the steam. They boil up water, they blow the horn, all day, night, till next day. Saloon, the first time I see bar, big of this building. Door clear open. All drink you can drink. They gone in, bottle on the floor. People just scream. Old people lay down on the grass, passed out. I remember the day the war stopped. And this second World War, I get Class A. I was supposed to go in the army. Just about the time I gonna go in service, and war stopped. So I've been past all the war, and I know which people I talk in the wartime, and I've been leaders for my native people, for the work. Been there 2 weeks, and I have good sleep. Hard work. Back my home, lay down, sleep about 3 hours. Why don't you get up? Take 5, 6, 9 men down to Dallas. Midnight. So I get up, pick them up to people. I run out, pick them, get in the truck and go down to Dallas, sawmill. I really work hard. I'm glad war stopped, everything stopped. Put there all people working for the army. Even old people.
What did they have you do down there at, what you said, at Dollar? The sawmill?
Sawmill? Yeah. Dollar.
What were you doing for the war? What did they have you working on?
Just lead the people. They don't put me in a job. I just boss for my Indian.
And what was everyone else doing?
Well, I talking with my native language to the old people not understand English. I even hollered to talk with my native language. And that's why Colonel, they find out me is the one to take care of all people. And they don't put me in the work, just take care of the people. That's why they wake me up first, and I go around and pick the people up. Drop down in sawmill. Where are they going to cut log? We take so many people in, go through the woods, and drop them people off. a time no chin so, second of a law. I didn't see no chin so, hand so, timber so. They worked with all that.
What did the army do with those logs?
Building. Not the building out there. My old house. That's the army. Cost me $40 to buy. And I'll buy that. And another building over there. It's the army. Put near about 40 building right here in this camp. Put near about 16 building in the cathedral. Fred Vogel, they bet here, they bet up there. They both winning. So he winning. And they give him paper. They hired me and Peter to haul us them building, whole thing with a truck. That's how we bring down. They build this army outfit down. Lodge. Army Lama, they built just block, and they built fast, and they opened service station here right after World War. We bring down the Lama. And we buy that cabin, and the rest of the cabin they just gave it to two houses burning. One and second, I just got three left. That cabin they just give us, they don't eat. So how about picture?
And this is the end. Yeah.